The arch, a familiar architectural element. Ai Weiwei has made his arches out of carved pillars and beams from dismantled Qing dynasty temples, some up to 400 years old. A few pillars pierce antique tables and chairs. All of the pieces are precisely slotted together using traditional joinery methods, yet the structure, called fragments from 2005, remains disjointed. Adrian Locke.
It looks very placid on one level, but I think underneath it there's a kind of current of anxiety and tension. Curiously enough, if you were lucky enough to have the viewpoint from looking at it as a bird, you would see that it's actually also linked into the map works, because this is a map of China. The two conjoined stools you can see are Taiwan. And to my way of thinking, this is very much about the notion of being able to cross, to enter, to cross, to walk around, walk through China in a way without even knowing that metaphorically you're crossing a country, which is a huge country, clearly, with many different geographic and ethnographic regions. And one could see this very much as a statement about a freedom of movement that the visitor to the exhibition has that Chinese people themselves do not necessarily have.
Ai Weiwei has been relatively free to move around China. But after his arrest in 2011, which you'll hear more about later, his passport was confiscated by the authorities. On the 22nd of July of this year, he finally got it back.